This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine announced a high-profile prisoner swap with Russia Thursday. President Volodymyr Zelensky says his government won freedom for 215 Ukrainians and foreign citizens. Many of the prisoners were Ukrainian soldiers who defended a steel plant in the port city of Mariupol during a months-long Russian siege. They were facing the death penalty in Russian-occupied territory. In exchange, Ukraine released pro-Russian opposition leader Viktor Medvedchuk. The Vladimir Putin ally faced up to life in prison on charges of treason and aiding and abetting a terrorist organization. Two U.S. military veterans who disappeared while fighting with Ukrainian forces were among 10 prisoners released by Russian-backed separatists Wednesday as part of a prisoner exchange mediated by Saudi Arabia. The pair have been missing since June 9th. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell said EU foreign ministers have agreed to continue and increase their military support for Ukraine and to study a new package of sanctions targeting Russian individuals and certain sectors of the Russian economy. Borrell announced the agreement late Wednesday after convening a special ministerial meeting in New York.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good to see you.
Very much. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to be with you.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on the sidelines at the United Nations General Assembly Thursday. Lavrov is due to speak at the General Assembly Saturday. He said China and Russia had a fruitful meeting when representatives met at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in Uzbekistan recently. This is VOA News. An insurance industry group says some vehicles from two brands are being stolen at nearly twice the rate of other vehicles. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Highway Loss Data Institute, a unit of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, says some older Hyundai and Kia cars and SUVs are missing a key anti-theft device, computer chips for a theft immobilizer system. The thefts apparently started in the Milwaukee area 2 years ago and spread to multiple Midwest cities after instructional videos appeared on social media. The vehicles affected are older models of the Kia Rio and Sportage and the Hyundai Accent. All 2022 Kias do have immobilizers, and Hyundai says all of its models produced after November 1st, 2021 have immobilizers as standard equipment. I'm Donna Warder.
Japan's defense ministry said Thursday it will halt training for members of Myanmar's military from next year over the junta's executions of pro-democracy activists. In July, Myanmar's junta executed four prisoners, including a former lawmaker from Aung San Suu Kyi's party and a prominent activist, in the country's first use of capital punishment in decades. Before the executions, then-Japanese defense minister had called on the junta to, quote, swiftly end violence, end quote, take concrete measures to restore democracy, end quote. But absent any reform efforts and following the executions, quote, we have decided it is not appropriate to maintain defense cooperation and exchanges with Myanmar, end quote, a ministry official told AFP. U.S. authorities say a Malaysian defense contractor nicknamed Fat Leonard, who carried out one of the largest bribery scandals in U.S. military history, has been arrested in Venezuela. The international manhunt for Leonard Glenn Francis ended with his arrest by Venezuelan authorities Tuesday morning at the Caracas airport as he was about to board an airplane for another country. Francis was under home arrest in San Diego when he cut off his GPS ankle bracelet and escaped September 4th. At least one person is dead after a magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck Mexico early Thursday. The quake shook buildings in Mexico City and sent residents scrambling out of their homes. Mexico City's mayor said on Twitter that one woman died in a central neighborhood when she fell down the stairs of her home. And recapping our top story, Ukraine announced a high-profile prisoner swap with Russia Thursday. President Volodymyr Zelensky says his government won freedom for 215 people. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.